By the end of 2006, I started headlining colleges. The day I found out I was going to be making $800 for 1 hour, I was running laps in my Brooklyn apartment thinking to myself, would I be this happy if I ever had a baby? I think the answer was no. After that, I got to do a 7-minute special on a Comedy Central show called Live at Gotham. I killed and blacked out from excitement. I couldn't believe I was getting to do stand-up on television after only 2.5 years. And then the most unlikely thing of all happened, when I auditioned for NBC's program Last Comic Standing, an American Idol-type reality show for comics that was about to tape its 5th season. I didn't think I had a chance. I thought if I got lucky, they might use my audition footage as part of a montage in the first episode, or that maybe I would at least lay the groundwork to make it on the show a few years down the road. That was my real thinking. The audition consisted of doing stand-up in front of 3 judges. After this first round, about 200 were cut, and some 30 people were invited to perform in the next round, which was an evening show to take place that same night. I called my mom and my boyfriend, and they came to the show. At the end of the night, they stood us all in humiliating rows on risers to announce who would receive the red envelopes, which were tickets to Los Angeles to perform in the semifinals. I stood there knowing I wouldn't get an envelope, and that I would have to stay put while they called all the winners down one by one. My face was turning the color of those envelopes. But then, they read my name. My eyes bugged out of my head, and I ran forward like a contestant being called down on The Price is Right. They handed me my envelope, and I couldn't believe it. I couldn't take my eyes off it. I felt like Charlie with his golden ticket. I looked at my mom and my boyfriend. We were all screaming with shock and excitement. The 2 months leading up to the semifinals in LA, I worked out hard every day at the gym and did stand-up every single night. I was out in LA all by myself, staying at a hotel with comedians from all over the country and some from around the world. I was so bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. The hotel has a pool, I announced around a lunch table full of comics who had been on the road for as long as I'd been alive. Everyone was very nice to me, despite how annoying I must have been. I was the least experienced of the bunch. When it came time for the big live taping that would determine which 10 comics would compete on the show, I was ready. I wore a V-neck shirt from Express and almost no makeup. Someone told me there would be 900 people in the audience. The most I'd ever performed for was about 200.